Jesus, glory, I believe you. Nibel, chérub te gardes. J'en suis moléka, et il n'y m'a pas d'abord. Jésus n'est qu'en ni, oh non. Et il n'y a pas d'abord.
Do you confess what you believe?
Does
what you have in your mind, does it come from your heart? Can you say, I possess what I confess? Say, I confess what I possess. What kind of faith is in your mind that you confess that the Lord will say it is fit for you?
But
the Lord help us.
Let's
bow as
we
pray. Our Father and our God, and now we are before you, Lord.
Put
young and old, talk to us. Reveal the revelation of your word to her. Let her eyes be opened. Let her understanding be opened. Shower your blessing upon our lives. Let the blessing of God be all over us. Your eyes be opened. Our hands be opened. To hear the word of the Lord. To receive the revelation of the word. You understand and be opened. It is written what the eyes have not seen, what the ears have not heard. The Lord has revealed the heart of the Spirit. In today's sermon, the years be
hoping.
Every year be hoping. Every insight be hoping. May we understand the world. And we become blessed by the world. We become mighty in the Lord. For in Jesus' name, our Lord. You are all welcome before the presence of the Lord. And the topic of the message we are discussing for today, genuine faith. That's the topic of the message for today, genuine faith. Open your Bible to the book of 1 John. I'm going to read chapter 5, verse 1 down to 5. And then it reads, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Another place I've just read to you, they are telling us about genuine faith, what it stands on, and the importance of genuine faith. The book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and then it says, so faith cometh by hearing, listen, by faith, by hearing. It is by hearing, by hearing. Let's carefully listen to my message. By hearing, faith comes. What hearing? And hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. You know, there are many sorts of words. It is hearing by the word of God that brings faith. I'm discussing with you genuine faith. Faith that is genuine. But among you, my people, faith, it is something very precious for a man to obtain, especially genuine faith. Something very precious. It is like money in the physical, like we have in the world. It is like money that we use for transactions. The same thing what faith means. You see anyone that has no money? Either you have it in your pocket or you have it in your bank account. You don't have it at hand nor in the bank account. I want to ask you, what will you call the person? The person is wretched. Or you say he's poor. Or you say he's miserable. Because there's nothing he can buy. There is nothing he can buy. When he wants to have water, good water now, you buy with money. Yes or no? There is nothing you want to buy that will not be by money. And on the spiritual as well, faith symbolizes a currency. Faith is like that money. Therefore, it is very essential. Faith. It is like the money you use to transact. Now I'm discussing genuine faith. You know the money we spent. We have fake currency. We can say fake currency. And even they are spoiled one. I call genuine faith because that is one that is fake. I'm not going to discuss the fake faith today. I'm going to discuss genuine faith. I told you it is very important. It is like money in the physical. It symbolizes money. It is a spiritual currency that you used to buy. Either you want victory, you buy with faith. You want blessing, you buy with faith. You want exaltation, That was what the Bible had told us, that who overcomes the world. For he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is his victory, even our faith. Now I question you, what kind of faith do you possess?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you, as you are all here, let me tell you, generally all men on heart, there's no one without faith, no one without belief. But something there is this: we have genuine, very scarce. Everyone has their beliefs, but numerous people have fake beliefs, and devil administer this, because he understood what Geneva is all about, and he understood the privilege and the benefit of his salvation. Faith is not something visible in the physical. Faith does not stand on physical things. I told you, the man that plays on the stone and worships the stone, he has a particular belief, but that one is a fake one, a counterfeit one. That faith is like a fake currency. The same thing, faith that does not stand upon the word of God. I told you, faith is very important. Faith, very important. The reason why many lives are like they have was because of the faith they have. Faith that is not original. Everything that confronts you, everything that struggles with you, every problem that you face, look up here, let your mind be at rest, balance your seat. I want you to balance your seat, and I'll look up here. It is well with you. I said it is well with you. All the problems you confront, all the difficulties you confront, all the poverty you confront, it is by faith that you can be victorious. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know God is going to help me to deliver the message, to deliver the revelation of the world. And God will help you to receive as well. Look up here. You need genuine faith. Whatever that you want in the world, listen, look at the testimony of Jesus about the essentiality of faith. I want you to understand my message, and I want you to receive it into your mind. Open your Bible, Matthew 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove this yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Listen
carefully in Jesus' name. Jesus told us here that with faith, listen, with faith, nothing shall be impossible for you. I want you to make the excerpt of that last word. Listen, Jesus said, with faith, and nothing shall be impossible for you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Genuine faith.
Now.
Some people said, I believe. And why is the situation like this? What happened is that you check it all over again. Hope it is not a fake one. When you have money, when you want to buy, you have your money. How much is the check? And then they say 10,000. When you have the money, you give the money and they give you the chair. But if the money is not a good currency, he's going to give back to you. Or the money is not enough, he will give back your money to you. The same thing in the spiritual. Many people, they have fake faith truly they pray. But it is not ideally your prayer that will bring victory. Faith is the fire that will burn your soup to be cooked in the spirit. When you pray without genuine faith, your voices are mere noises. When you fast and you have no genuine faith, it's like you starve yourself. Everything you do must align with genuine faith. It will enable you to achieve your aspiration. Genuine faith is like the automated teller machine. I don't know how to use that in Yoruba. For you, Mama, like the automated teller machine, that you withdraw money from it. You withdraw money to buy. The same thing, genuine faith. I'm talking about genuine faith. Don't allow this word to pass by you. Faith is very important. When you lose genuine faith, you will suffer. Problem might overcome. And this is the work of the devil. The devil always tries to take away genuine faith and give fake one in place. But for you, my people, now to discuss this message with you in a comprehensive way, and that we breed genuine faith into you. I'm going to disseminate my topic in three subjects. Number one, cause for genuine faith. That means, how can you obtain genuine faith? By what way can you obtain genuine faith? How can you achieve this genuine faith? I call it the source. Point to number two, series of genuine faith. And now we have this genuine faith in series. I'm going to tell you here, you know, some people have fake faith, some have genuine faith, but the faith you have is little to what you want to achieve. It's like you want to buy something of 10,000 naira. Now you have 2,000 naira with you. You see, there will be disabilities of buying. You have the money, but it is not harmonious to the price. The same thing. And that was why Jesus told the disciples many places that hold ye of little faith. Point number three, showcasing the benefit of genuine faith. How does genuine faith showcase? How can we know that you obtain a genuine faith? What we show in your life for us to know that you have obtained a genuine faith? And what is the benefit in it? And these are the entertainment of my message. I'm taking on point number one. Source for genuine faith. Source for genuine faith. I'm back to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Verse 17. So by hearing, then faith cometh, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every faith, either fake or original, it comes by hearing word. It is a word that you hear that connects together, and they call it faith. The word you heard, that you receive, that you stand on, and you put into practice, that is called faith.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So for the source for genuine faith, when I say genuine faith,
The new faith does not come by carnal wisdom. It doesn't come by intellectualism. It doesn't come by transitional words or philosophical words. The new faith comes through the channel of the revelation of the word of God alone. Through the revelation of the word of God. A faith that is to be genuine will stand upon Jesus Christ. Listen, what Jesus, the personality of Jesus, his personality.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know some people,
what Jesus has called, God has called Jesus and what to make him to be.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen carefully. What has the word of God said about Jesus? Jesus is a spiritual revelation for all men so that he saves us. And that is the plain truth. Jesus was born by the Holy Ghost through Virgin Mary. Christ is the Lord and Savior for the entire human race. His mission for coming to the world is to make his body sacrifice and his blood an atonement. And he made his body sacrifice for we sinners. So that we can be free from the devil and his demons. Now he destroyed the power of enemies for our sake. And that was the reason why he endured the suffering and he died. And the trust in faith and the strength. A faith that is to be genuine. We stand on the revelation of the word of God about Jesus and his personality. Any word that does not stand on the personality of Jesus are fake faith. Take for instance, you know me. You can say my pastor, he is from Ibadan. And it's not that dark, not that fair. He has chocolate color, yes or no? Not too tall, not too short. Not too fat, not too thin. You identify me, yes or no? He's not, he doesn't have tribal marks. And now someone tells you, your pastor is white man. He's a white man. He's a white man. And then he says, I know that he's a white man. You will know he's saying what? Because what he's saying is falsehood. He's saying something that is not correct. As you see me, as I'm shown to you, as you receive my word, and you stand on it, that will bring genuine faith. As you know what I am, I reveal myself to you and you receive it, that will make you to call me, and then I will answer you. Because you call me by my real name, and when you call me by my real name, I'm going to answer you. You will call me by what I have, and when you call me that way, I'm going to reply you. Genuine faith. Something genuine faith is all about the revelation of the word of God about Jesus Christ, and also about the words of the Holy Bible that have been written. As you see the Holy Bible, it was written by the saints through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in them. The Holy Bible is the revelation of the word of God to human. The revelation of the word of God to man. That is what the Holy Bible is all about. The Bible is not just a word someone sat down and said, I want to write and keep writing. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21. Listen to this testimony. Now to confirm what I'm saying. And know this. That none of the prophets of the Bible that have a
hidden.
For no prophecy comes by the will of man. But the saints speak as they are directed by the Holy Spirit. I'm discussing with you about the Bible. What I'm confirming is that the Holy Bible is a revelation of the Word of God. That our faith must align with. Hallelujah. After it stands on the personality of Jesus, what God makes Jesus to be, the promises God had made for us in Jesus. And what the Bible had made us to become in Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is
there anyone that receives him?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our
faith must stand on that. The new faith, that is where it begins. That I have been redeemed. How do you know? It is the Bible that tells you. By the death of Jesus. And it is true, Jesus died. You are the mother of blood of Jesus, and truly he shed his blood. It was true that God used his blood for the redemption of man, and you stand on it. You heard about the words of Jesus. You heard it, you receive it, and you walk through it. And so you walk. And you confess those words. You say what God has said. You declare what God has said. You declare what has been given to you. Society might act wrongly, but you say what God has said. Hallelujah. Faith. In a nutshell, what I'm saying is this. Genuine faith comes from God. Comes from the revelation of the Word of God. On Jesus. On his will. What God made Jesus to be for us. What he had made us to become in Jesus. It is a trance through the Holy Spirit. In conviction of what we have
gotten.
When you have conviction and you are well rooted in what God has made Jesus to be, standing in it, well rooted in it, steadfastness in it, and relying on it, now practicalizing that word in your attitude. Putting that word in your behavior, your attitude, your dressing, everything you do, will be from where? Through the word that you've had. What the word of God has said, the word of God revealed to you, even word from men, confession of men, it will be what you profess. Not like what your body wants. You wouldn't say what you feel. You wouldn't say according to your wisdom what the word of God said. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now listen carefully to me. I want you to be blessed today. That confrontation before you. What has the word of God said about it? Your job does not run well, or you have no job. What has the word of God said about that thing? What does it say? It is when you see the declaration of the word of God. Now you emphasize that word. You receive that word. Not what the word says, that the situation of the country. The world. You wouldn't stand on the situation of the country, but upon what God has said. He said, he's going to bless my vessels, and my fountain will be enlarged. I will be like a vineyard of many fruit in my home. He declared I will be like a tree planted behind the river. God has declared that. That is what he has said. There's nothing you need to know except what God has said. He has told me, I will be like the tree planted of the Lord. That my peace will flow like a river. That I will be as mighty as a unicorn. This is the word of God. Because I've given my life to the Lord, that is the word for me. Hallelujah. That is genuine faith. It stands on what God has declared. Truly, maybe you are healed. Truly, you are sick. What does the Lord say? I am strong. Now you say, he said you this body. You are just breaking it up. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. You, my people, the Yoruba, in the world, they say the Ifa priest never see anything contradictory. The priest will see evil, but he will never declare it. When a priest, an idolator, is it you as a believer that will keep on declaring evil? Tell me. I'm discussing the source of faith. It stands on what the word of God has declared. The word of God has declared everything about your life. What Jesus has been made for you. If you believe him, if you go into him, what he will make you to become. He has said what will become of your enemy. He has said what will become of your children, your wife, your husband. That is it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He
has declared your future if you are in name. That is the word you receive that you keep on tracking.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Genuine faith.
Genuine
faith.
I pray this word with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen carefully. You subdue your flesh to that angle. You keep on tracking that channel. You declare that word. And that was right, he said. Faith is the assurance of things, not sin. The evidence, the assurance. But you are very convicted of it. Faith of what you are hoping for. The evidence of things not seen. The assurance of the substance. What the word of God has said that you are expecting the manifestation that I will be at peace, you shall be well with me, I will not die young. See this problem, you have vanished already. You have been vanished, dummy. Hallelujah. Faith. Let me give you an illustration. Genie faith. Suppose someone had said that he had bragged at all and told those people that he wants to go to fire. And when he gets there, and they will keep on looking at him, honoring him, trembling before him, praising him. He had bragged. Now he got here. Now we gave him no look, no honor, nothing. As he was bragging, being pompous, while coming, you don't even give him a look. When it comes to the one, even the one beside him keep looking forward. Then he said, don't you look at me, he said, the message is ongoing, look at the word of God. Immediately, all the pride will swallow down. Because we do something to water him away. The same thing. That problem that confronts you, you attack him with faith. And faith is not feasible. Your problem is like that bragged man. I said, I'm going to destroy him, I'm going to kill him. And then you say, you are nothing. This is what the word of the Lord has said to me, that you are nothing. The Lord rebuke you, you devil. You are the firewood taken out of the fire. You wake up in the morning and you are professing that. I pray you get yourself. You wake up today and say you don't get yourself. You may not get yourself till you die. What does the word of the Lord declare for you? Say, I am strong. I'm not weak. My whole body. You are by the word of the Lord. I'm discovering your new faith with you. What the word of the Lord has said.
Amen.
Amen. You stand upon it. You emphasize it. That is where you walk. That is where you declare. You're crossing everything you do. And then you confess it. The devil is a wild animal. Problem? They are like fierce dog. What you do is that you try to sway away your eyes from them. Then you are nothing. But you are much to nothing. Let me tell you something. Fear kills.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Fear alone can kill. I have one of our mothers during those days. Someone had cough. And this cough is contaminating. And she had coughed to an extent that very thing. And these are mothers chewed with. No mask, nothing for prevention. She was the one that was chewed with her. The person coughed, she was very lean on the bed. With prayers and body care with faith, and she took care of him. Now, with prayer, everything, medications, and he sat, he stood. Now, she had children now. Now, what I'm pointing to is this. When she was healed, her color was restored after the healing. Now this is her mother gets lean. She also observed that she was having pain in her chest. Now she was crying. What happened? Mama, he said that she has contracted the cough. You are not having cough, Mama. She said she has contracted the cough. That all the problem of the woman has been transferred to her. I cannot forget. And then he said, no problem. So that Mama can be at peace. Go on. After test, and then she went for test. When she got there, they said, Mama, you have no cough at all. No cough. She will have died in fear. She thought she had contracted the cough. That is the devil. That is what the devil and the problem stand for. They will bring fear in the first place. It is not that your problem is as mighty as you think, but fear. Now, evil thought will come. Then you will die. That is what kills so and so. That is what kills the other man. Then you are gasping. You are going to dispose that fear. Now you look upon what the word of the Lord has said and said, what has the Lord said about you? You will walk like that. There is this problem. You are much to nothing. Hallelujah. It is what you confess that you possess. When you say you are sick, that means you are sick. Glory be to God, to the valiant men in faith. I saw some people. Even when they are dying, they will say, I am fine. You know what is wrong with you? He said, I'm fine. I am fine. Put your hands together for Jesus. He was sick. Truly, he was sick. When you go to him and say, how are you? Said, how is the situation? He said, I'm fine. I am okay. Even at night, at afternoon, say your height is somewhere, he said, I'm fine. Even at night, he said, I'm okay. Every time that word, and he's okay. You've killed yourself with your confession. You sway away your eyes from the word of God and you're looking at problems. You distract yourself from the word of God and you look at the wisdom of men. You don't look at the word of God again, you're looking at situations. Even upon your children. Hallelujah. You take steps. You are the one that gave me this children and saw you Jesus. You gave me this child, this is all my wisdom. It is what you have compared. And I believe you. That all my children, they will be like all these trees round about me. In spiritually, physically, everything. You take the steps to put God into action. Now this student must become like this. This is what it must become. He wouldn't just sit down like that. What was the word of the Lord that said? You will stand on that word of God and practicalize it. You confess it. You walk in it. Listen. It is not like someone in Jesus and then he said, I cannot die but live. You have believed, you are in him already. It is those that are in Jesus that can declare it. I'm checking on point number two. The new faith does not look at the countenance of men.
Oh my God.
Alone on you. Which there a little bit. It might be folk tale, but there is wisdom there. Two mighty men want to raise him. They heard about themselves. The one at home and the one at the farm. And the mighty one at home heard about the one at the farm. And said, and also the mighty one at the farm heard about the one at home. Now they declare war. And now the one at home said, what is wrong with him? That is going to meet him. That is going to meet him. They are going to resume. And now he went to his room. When he got there, he met him sleeping. He slept. He said you wake him up and they go and take pestles, striking on him, beating him. Do you know that was what the mighty man saw? That this one, that they are waking him up with the pestle. They wake him up with pestle, and this one will destroy him if he should rise up. And he ran. You could see, he saw what he was. The man has not even got up. They have not even fought. But he showed him what he's all about. You are a believer, you don't show what you have received. Everything just quiet. You family problem, my paternal problem. I'm not like my elder and younger. I'm not like my parents. What big difference was that Jesus has made me born again? If you are blind, now you can see. I don't belong to that family. I'm now of the family of Jesus. You don't see? Can't you see I'm not acting like them again? Can't you see Christ has redeemed me? Therefore, you family cause of Okomolo. I confront you with the blood of Jesus. Those are great words. Lord Jesus, God have mercy on me. I pray we will not be bewitched. Is that one prayer? When problem comes upon you like that, you declare like a valiant man, that problem will tremble and vanish away. I have many words to discuss with you. During those days, I'm giving you illustrations. There is one drama then on NTA. Traditional people do it. Death came to meet someone. That death is coming. And when the spirit of death came, before he comes, now the man was putting on all his clothes. Now the wife to prepare food, good food. He was singing that even he's going to die, that he's going to eat before he goes. If you know that drama, He put on agbada. It was drama, but it speaks to believers. When death comes in,
he
could see him, you know, says, even if he's going to eat parmesan, going to eat this, going to eat that.
And to say, hold on, we pay your man so funny.
He did that thought the man will be crying. That he will squeeze at the angle of the world. That
will
be saying, what is all about him now? Will he die? Just strike him once. Now he doesn't kill people like this. Look at the way he was very nice. You come to the church, just drag down. You dress nicely. What is happening? Nothing is wrong with
you.
Be with me because I'm the child of the Prince of Peace. Please be with me. Hallelujah. That evil dream is not important, it's manifest. When you have evil dream, that doesn't say you cry. It has no reason. That dream will fly away. The Lord has declared it. It says that conspire, it shall not stand. Declare it, it shall become day. Gather together, you shall be dismantled. The Lord never said that to animals. Not to death, he declared that for my sake. It is you as a believer that you see the Spirit, you declare it for us. That night near, the Lord said it has become vanished over my life. It will fly away like the dream of the night. Hallelujah. I pray you don't lose precious things. This is the word of the Lord. When you believe the Lord, you are entitled to use his word. You declare it. I'm checking on point number two. Breakthrough for you in Jesus' name. Amen. In this generation, we need to practicalize our faith. We need to do what? To practicalize our faith. Practicalize your faith. Activate your faith. When you activate your faith, power will follow. Point number two, series of
genesis.
The genesis I'm discussing with you, it is in series. I'm going to mention just this because of our time. Number one, strong faith. What have I said? Everybody say that. Say it loud and clear.
Strong
faith. What is called strong faith? Faith that does not fear. Society may scare you. Isn't God is greater than you? God, the possessor of heaven and earth, dwells in me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Strong faith. Abraham had such. Listen carefully to me.
Abraham.
He was over 90 years, and God said he's going to have a child. Even the wife over 90. What is wrong with us exactly? Tell me. And God told Abraham, if it was to be hard on this dispensation, you say, you cry and say, why? All the time you look at the wife, you said, and God said you are going to have a child, and then your stomach already squeezed, your breast dry. A woman of over 90 years of age, no matter how beautiful she is, and she had no child, her breast already dry, her stomach already squeezed. Open your Bible, look at yourself. You look into what the Lord has said. Strong faith. You shake up yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans
chapter 4. Let me read from verse
8.
And when there is no hope, when we add, that he might become the
father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And now verse 19. And be not weak in faith.
Speaking
he was aged, but his faith was strong. He stood on what the Lord had declared, not upon the situation of his body.
Shout
hallelujah if you understand my message. Amen. That problem that rises up against you be trampled on the ground. It is nailed to the ground. It's called faith. You wouldn't consider your situation or the hands of the problem. You look at the word of God. Listen. I pray you don't kill yourself through unbelief. Who was not weak in faith?
Verse 19.
He considered not his own body now dead. His body was dead. And he never confessed that. For he stood on what the Lord had declared. When it was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God, but he was strong. Strong in faith. Strong in faith. I pray breakthrough for you as well in Jesus' name. I have declared it. That, Lord, you have spoken it to your minister that I will have breakthrough. That is all. Who have you given your life to? You are not immoral, you have become a child of God. That was why you don't sell alcohol again. You don't sell cigarettes again. You don't sell empire again. You need good job. You are going to confess it. I've given my life to the Lord. That hope closed up is open. It has been written. Even the obstacles, they will open ways for me. People of the world might say the stupid thing in your song. Who will say I'm not the same for myself? I'll say what the Lord has said. The creation of heaven and earth has said to me. I that believe. That is why I stop concubinism. I don't have concubine again. Nothing of such. I don't fraud again. It has been written for myself. The obstacles shall be removed from me. You don't be hopeless. You wouldn't say God open the door. No. You must be open. That is by faith. What quenches the fire of it is your life is not at the hand of the Lord. When you call the Lord, you are immoral, you are wayward. You wouldn't be able to confess the word and the Lord back it up. From faith. Abraham was in the Lord. I can see people that they have right out of the world raising them up. Say, I am the one. Amen. You raise the child of the poor from the donkey. And make him sit with the princes. You make him to sit with the princes. A strong faith. Sarah, what did she conceive or not? That's by faith. Not by her wisdom.
What's
your problem? You woke up today. You are dead. My body is strong. My will be hoping you confess it again. What happened is that?
Abraham was Sarah.
Abraham will look at Sarah and say, Mama, we are going to give
back.
When Abraham took Isaac and took him to the mountain, that fake child is the one born by concubine that you have taken away. That one and only child, offer him a sacrifice for me. And they were on their way to Moriah. And the child said,
Baba,
Father, You said you are going to offer sacrifice. Where is the animal? Don't you know what Abraham said? He said the Lord will provide.
Oh my God.
The Lord will watch. If you trust the other man, you will cry at that thing and cry. He said, you are the one. He would have killed Isaac. But what he confessed, he said, the Lord will provide. And when they got to the mountain, and they wrapped Isaac, the Lord said, you have said, I will provide. What you have confessed, I will profess. You are with me, you are with me. Don't touch that child. Don't believe me, nothing you withhold that you are not going to give for me. Because you do not withhold him, that faith. It was by faith that he activated. And the Lord provided the way he had confessed. Strong faith. Another one, great faith. Great faith. Take the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 10. We are told about a man, centurion, a soldier. He was not a Jew, but he had the word of Jesus, and he had full trust in him. Great faith is the faith. He had conviction over what he's confessing. He had assurance Jesus is the captain of divine hosts. And even he is the captain of 100. He knew what authority is all about. When he sent for Jesus, that his servant is sick. Speak just a word and she shall be healed. And then Jesus was sent for to heal the child. Hallelujah. Another one said some people sent for Jesus that he should come and heal the child. Another book of the gospel said the centurion himself sent for him. Now Jesus was coming. That the people of the centurion himself, Jesus was coming as a point. Now Jesus was coming. The centurion heard about his coming and he said, he sent for you. I don't ask you to come. I say you speak just a word. That child will be healed. No need to touch him. Don't you know what he meant? What he meant was that even I myself as a soldier, when I need something, I will send inferiors. Go. I will be there. I go with authority. I understood what authority is all about and how to use it. When I want to eat bread, I will just go there. I said, inferior, go there and buy me the bread. I am a captain of 100. You are a captain of the host of heaven. Angels are with you. Just say that that child be healed. And the child will be made healed. I don't say you come, I cannot hospitalize you. Jesus turned round the bar and looked at the audience. I will not be benchwarmed in Jesus' name. Said this man is of a great faith. You that you are walking after me, you've never done that. You don't see me as the captain of the hope of heaven. You don't see the angels are with me. So be it according to thy faith. Immediately that child was made
ill.
Matthew chapter 15 as well. And in verse 28, we're talking about a woman. This woman, a Gentile, just come to Jesus. She had about Jesus. She had problem.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Please have mercy, Jesus never cared for her, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
this woman implored him and said, the disciples and disciples said, this woman had been entreating us. Now the third part. Maybe we send the woman away. And Jesus said, what she requested, children's bread not meant for dogs. And the woman had. Dog means unbeliever in the spiritual consideration. And the woman, she was not annoyed. She had gone away. She said, Lord, even the dog can eat. When the children hit them, the crumbs, and the crumbs will be hidden by dogs. Jesus said, this woman, you have a great faith. I'm a teacher, I'm ready to become a child. I'm ready to eat the children's bread. She did not move away. Immediately she received a miracle. It was by a great faith. Another faith. Undefeatful faith. This faith found in the life of Timothy's parents. Not proud. That this holiness, doctrine, guidance, faith that is righteous, faith living a holy life all time, faith pursuing a clear conscience. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, because of our time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Another one, active faith. Active faith. That's a faith that simultaneously practicalizes the world. Some people try to just it and say, the case of Peter. Jesus walking upon the sea. Peter, and he was in the boat. Wind was sprinkling and they were afraid. They were sorely afraid. Now they saw something walking. They said, alas, problem is now
true.
The wind is here. Now another demon coming. They've never seen Jesus on top of the sea before. They said, demon is coming. When Jesus heard them, Jesus said, be not afraid, I am the one. And Lord, if you are the one, command me to come to you. And then he said, come. If you are the one, will you
do?
He was active. He left the boat and was walking on the water. Walking on water.
Active
faith.
If you don't sit again,
while he was going to Jesus, Jesus was very far from him. While he was going, the devil said, this man will be like his master. Wind got up between him and Jesus. And that wind disabled him to see Jesus again. Now he was looking at the wind. Because the wind on the water is greater than the wind on the land. When you see the wind on water, you will cry. You will not see something about it. It will catapult the water in a very high distance and drop it again. Not like the wind we have on the land. That wind got up and he was walking on water already. Now he said he's
doomed.
That he's not seeing Jesus again. That's what the devil does. The devil. He will want you to distract yourself from Jesus, from the word of God. Maybe you are having coughing now. The devil will say, the chastisement that has been spent over 2,000 years ago, is that way they want to heal you? Look at so and so, she died by cough, she died. That won't you. That means he wants to distract you away from Jesus. Now he will look at the gravity of problem. When you look at the gravity of problem, you sink into that problem. You have to look at the creator of heaven and earth. He is God, the mighty one.
You have power over sickness, over death, over everything. You don't need to look at sickness. You don't need to look at anything else. You behold Jesus. Another faith, little faith. Little faith. One day, the faith that is anxious, that complains, God. What are we going to eat as lunch after all the service? The devil will not play you. Say it, huh? After the service now, what am I going to eat? Hope I will not go to Olomi. What am I going to buy? This money on me. I can buy fish. I can't buy this. What is it going to do? That little faith. These children. How are they going to go to school tomorrow? Is it by your wisdom that gave them to you? God created your mouth. He knows you are going to eat. You know, there's
nothing.
Do the will of God continue in that? Don't look at what you eat as lunch. Look at what God has to eat. You know, take away your mind away from you. You do what God wants you to do right away. When you do
eat,
you know how to provide your lunch. You say, God, this is what you are going to soup. He might provide pounded yam for you. The way you satisfy him right away will tell what will happen. It is little faith that complains. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 20, when the disciples were complaining, now everything has been disposed, everything, what shall we eat? The owe you of little faith. Haven't I said yesterday, 2 days ago, five bread, two fish, these are fed about 5,000 people. What is wrong with you? When you have little faith, you forget the miracle of yesterday. Another faith, sluggish faith. A faith not active. It is faith, but it is not smart. This faith stands on. You know the reason why some people does not attend Sunday service like this? Should I tell you? Because we don't sanctify water. See? They don't pray to water. He only had faith on that water. Raise up water. So every Sunday we say we have water anointing, whatever. See, they will put pure water in their agbada and in their pocket, the two pockets.
You see,
the mama go for 24 liters of water. That 24 liters, you put it on your head and bring it to church. At the end of the Lord is working already. She doesn't believe like that. And the word of the Lord, the one of the God that you don't believe until she bring water.
Pastor,
oh, what you have seen? Just come and put your hand on my head. When you put your hand on my head in Jesus' name, you say in Jesus' name. Say it again, deeper and deeper. Don't just say Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus.
The
pastor, put it on it and say it. And you even put that hand on pastor on your head. You say, put that hand on my head very well. That's sluggish faith. Jairus had that. A daughter was sick, his daughter rather. And then he asked Jesus to bring his end. He knew Jesus is the Lord and the miracle hand. He believed on Jesus. And Jesus was coming with the hand. It is what you confess that you possess. And that was why he said, what you are confronting, what is your faith? What is your faith? Do you accept the word of God in your mind? That is why the problem is not solved.
alumakoro yen lo gbo mi kini kan lo gba gbogbo
e go and check that water there add with this water from river since you have been doing that faith is the one that will bring victory for your life not just wrong faith original faith Jairus asked Jesus to come with his hand why Jesus was going to Jairus house he sent for Jesus and Jesus was coming a certain woman met Jesus this woman she had a problem 18 or 12 years rather she was menstruating problem will not come over you unceasing menstruation not just weekly every day and she had been there 12 years they collected money from her everything they've given her many things no solution and she saw Jesus there are crowd and then they say Jesus I've been hearing about you miracle worker Lord and Savior today I will see him you know she's menstruating unceasingly she went through the multitude in her mind because she heard about Jesus and she believed I don't need him to talk to me if I touch the hem of his garment I shall be made whole don't forget where was the destination of Jesus where Jairus house Jairus brought the revival Jairus brought about the same Jairus hosted the program Jairus hosted the program but the woman hijacked the thing by the faith the woman went through the crowd your father mother is pure rise up in faith in Jesus name that your destination you will get there every one of you rise up in Jesus name and also rise up in Jesus name rise up in prosperity you become 7 in Jesus name now 11 in Jesus name 21 in Jesus name everyone of you rise up in Jesus name Benny she slid through the car and touched the hem of his garment her faith immediately the menstruation dried and Jesus stood what did Jesus did he was going to somewhere
oh my God
Olorun mi you can stop Jesus through your faith not by the words of prayer alone faith God you declare this you said this you speak of death I will not die I shall not die
Hallelujah.
It has been declared for me. I will grow old and naked. My days shall be like palm trees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
woman touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And Jesus too. The disciples said, continue, why do you stop? He said, somebody touched me. And they were saying, we are about hundreds that touch you. I touch you, that one touch you. Jesus said, not that kind of touch. A very special touch. You touch me so that they can snap you. You know the photographer that stand with you. That's your page. That's all. You told your neighbors that you see them very close up to Jesus and they see you with me. Somebody touched me. Somebody touched me in a special way. You are only colliding with me. Somebody touched me. Not 5 minutes. Jesus was there. The woman could not contain the thing in herself again. She said, Lord, I have. Because Jesus was there. Virtue, power, come out of me. Your faith can move God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I shall not die, but me. To declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God that you have and you activate in your life,
That's what God will use to work in your life. Not worldly words, not wisdom. I touch you, sir. And a woman was discussing. Don't forget, I'm discussing sluggish faith. If your faith is on oil, water, you encounter many problems. God might do it. The Jairus I'm talking about. The woman was narrating the whole story. The 12 years ago, everywhere she had went, 1 hour. She was narrating the third thing. That was where the messenger came and said, sir. He said the daughter is already dead. Jairus' daughter already dead. Don't come again. Jesus said, don't worry about that. I'm still coming. He said, I should bring my hand. And the one that doesn't need my hand, I jack the thing.
Automatic.
That is automatic thing. That is automatic. But that one was crawling. Jairus was crawling. But you know when you fly. When you fly, it's much better than when you run. The woman flies. Will you fly or you crawl?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe.
Have a good faith, a genuine one. The Lord creates you. And you give your life to Him and surrender your life to Him. He's going to design your life.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was
now when Jesus grows, it was what Jairus said. He had been crying, he had encountered problems. Some people have genuine faith, but it's a sluggish one. Jesus said, don't weep again. Where is the child? He said, I should bring my hand, and now he touched the daughter. And the child got up. But Jairus had wept sorely. You will not cry.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! God is not partial, it is your faith. Your faith is weak. Your faith is leechy. Your faith is like a snail. But I want like an eagle. Or ox rather.
He was a
girl. That pastor is for me. I am the owner. He said, it is just a water. Now, when is the program? They say the father is smashing the head of the enemies. Drink water. He said, wash your head with water, drink water. That's what you want. What can kill your enemy totally?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about point number 3 because of our time. Showcasing the benefit of genuine faith. Showcasing the benefit of genuine faith. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 11 to you. Deuteronomy 11:18. Therefore, shall ye lay up those words in your heart? Don't let the devil deceive you. The word of the Lord is the Bible. It is the revelation of God to you. It will tell you what Jesus means to you. What He has made you to be in Jesus. All your fashion should be in Jesus. And put your word in your heart. My word in your heart and in your soul. And bind them for a sign upon your hand. That they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them the children. Speaking of them, when you hear that, you do what? You speak the word of God. You must not curse it. Speak
the word of God. Speak the word of God. When thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gate, that your days may be multiplied. Listen. The blessing, the benefit, long life, the benefit, and the children, the days of your children, the land which the Lord spoke to your father, to give them, and the days of heaven upon the house. If you shall diligently keep all these commandments, that is the spirit of revelation which I command you, to do them to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. Verse 23, with the Lord Christ, all these nations before you, and you shall possess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place where the source of your flesh shall stretch out of yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river, Ephraim, and even to the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall be no man, there shall be no man, no man be able to stand you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. And the Bible says, amen. You lose greater things by distracting your faith away from the Lord. That thing that rises up against you, you overcome by faith. When you believe, you know there's a right way, there's a wrong way. Faith will be obvious in your character, in your attitude, in your talks, in your dressing, in your ceremony, in everything you do, what you have had and you receive. People say she's a believer. Your heart is your faith. It is what is in your heart that you bring out. It is what is your heart that you do. What you have received. Your character tells your kind of faith. In your character, we can tell you have a faith. That's the reason I have an original faith. When you see someone living a holy life abstaining from sin, he saw God as only perfect. He knew God does not want to deal. That is where it must be. You will never go into internet crime. You will not put on crazy jeans. You will not do any wrong hairstyle. Don't dress like a prostitute. You wouldn't fit eyelashes, paint your face. You woman, listen. The earrings, the eyelashes are fake. Anyone that marries you because of that, you know he's not a believer. He marries you because of that artificial beauty. And when you get home and you use those things, so you are not even beautiful at all. So you are not beautiful, you are just empty, just disgusting. Now you now he said, good eyes are deceitful. Beauty is deceitful. Don't fix eyelashes. Let your eyes be natural. Good husband will know that is a natural thing. Now you bleach everything. When you remove those things, you go back to square one and the Lord will not be there again. I believe you understand. Don't put rings in your nose. Let your nose be natural. Don't put on dress tidy and smartly. Do everything normally. If you are dark, let the dark be shining. Who does band that will marry you in that natural way? You now become Deborah. You become Debo. At the time when you become dark, it says, he doesn't want you again. And then you fight. I thought you are fair in completion. I thought you are fair. I don't know this is what you have.
Normal.
You dress normally, Janice. Everything you do appropriately and accordingly. Because that is what the Lord has taught you. People will know that is what you have. And all those are benefits. There is nothing you target without faith that you will not achieve. Nothing you aim at that you will not achieve. Nothing you achieve that you will not achieve. There is no mountain that you will not be able to climb. No problem that will not be resolved. That is it. That faith will buy you victory. You will buy exaltation. You will buy deliverance. I've told you in my introduction, it's like a money. You will buy many things. That is it. But when you own a fixed faith, you spend it, you stretch it, they will say it is not acceptable. That's why some people are shameful. It's not the issue that Lord, don't let me do
that.
You'll be the one who receives the faith that does not make one ashamed.
Tell you about the bank.
When you go to bank,
deposit you.
Want to deposit your money?
If
all your money are fake, you say, God, don't let me be ashamed. Let me be ashamed. Let me be ashamed. Don't go to the counter. You better go back. When you go there and they track the money with the tracker, they just perforate all your money. I want to fight the policemen and they arrest you. And the policeman arrest you. That you have brought fake currency. The same thing many are holding on fake faith. It's by faith that many pray. Many fast through fake faith. That is why you get lean. That is why you get dry. When it comes to church through faith, when it goes to the mountain, the genuine of the Lord has said, what it stands upon, you activate it, your character, your attitude, your dressing, your talks, your attitude, your confession. Not just about what you see, it shall be well with me. Because I believe, and the Lord told me, not my father, it is God. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up.
Wonderful.
Yano.
Ojulowo
Ibagbo. Genuine faith.
Ojulowo Ibagbo.
Genuine faith.
Ojulowo Ibagbo.
Genuine faith.
Ojulowo Ibagbo.
Genuine faith.
Ojulowo
Ibagbo. Genuine faith.
Ti oju ki o so fun Oluwa.
Close your eyes and tell the Lord.
Emi Ibagbo.
Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Fire of faith. Grace for faith. Faith that chases away fear. Faith that overcomes evil thoughts. Faith that gives victory. Possess my life. Faith that is about good confession. Possess my life. I believe you have been already saying
it.
Fire of faith. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Fire of faith. Possess my life. Possess my life.
Yes.
Then.
Sir.
Say it. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Call upon him. Call upon him.
Why no, Mela?
Possess me.
Why no, Mela?
Possess me.
Why no, Mela?
Possess me. Fire of faith. Spirit of faith. Grace for faith. Power for faith. Inspiration of faith. Possess me in Jesus' name. Spirit of faith that doesn't look at problems. That look at the declaration of God. Lord, I hold your body that split your soul. I hold your husband, your wife, your children, your career.
You stand upon what the Lord has declared.
You
stand on it.
You
rely on it.
And
that is what you do, and you have
so
to.
This
is a big process move. In the name of Jesus.
This
is a big process
move.
In the name of Jesus.
This
is a big process
move.
Spirit of faith process
move. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni orúkọ Jésù, fúri báyìí, hẹ́rí mọ́ kàmáyì, lórúkọ
Jésù,
lórúkọ
Jésù,
lórúkọ Jésù,
Máìríkò,
háìrí mọ̀ yẹ mọ́ kàmáyì, lórúkọ Jésù, iná ìtàgọ́, wákàtí jẹ́nẹ́.
That's the time. The new
faith.
Faith that is
due
to bless my life.
Sir,
declare it.
The
new faith.
Good
faith. Power
of
faith.
O la vin sento lono fe. Igbagbo. Ine igbagbo. Oh yeah, why not me?
Possess me.
Why not me? 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 Lordy, Lordy, Ongbobo, Ebaba, Ine Ebaba. Why not me, Lord? Why not me, Lord? Why not me, Lord? Ebaba, Ebaba, Ye, Ojulowo Ebaba. Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Jesus name our Lord.
Aye ye ko wa bakana.
The same again.
Mo gori pe mo wi bi Oluwa ti wi.
I declare that I
declare.
Life is no more stagnant.
Ewon kokolara re o ya oboda.
That demonic chain is broken from you.
Ilelara o ja kuro.
Demonic bondage is broken away from you.
Ile akanojo.
Demonic screws.
Ona re ona.
The ways are open. Doors are open. Under this ministration, doors are open. You are open. You are no more the same. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and glorify Him, appreciate Him. Lift up your hands and appreciate the Father. I thank You because my life is no more the same. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Him.
Ni oruko Jesu. Oluwa wa
in Jesus name our Lord.
Ejikiamo pate.